Brother Jesse Hansen, an elder from the College Park Congregation in Grand Prairie, will now consider the next part in our symposium, Courage Weakeners versus Courage Strengtheners, Complaint versus Thanksgiving.
Do you have cause for complaint? Well, we all do, in one way or another. But do you have cause for complaint against your brother or against your sister? Or do you have cause for complaint about something in the congregation? In the following dramatization, we're going to see how a complaining attitude can really weaken our courage.
Tasia, come taste this for me, please.
Smells good. What tastes good?
Thanks.
Maybe add just a little bit more cumin.
Okay. So, any plans for this weekend?
Well, I'm gonna get an early start on the service, and then come home and finish my book.
Don't you want to go out with some friends and have some fun?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
What's the matter?
Well, first, you need friends. Oh, this must be about my job interview. I'll be right back.
Okay. Ben?
Yes?
I need to talk to you. Why hasn't the congregation taken more of an interest in Leah and the kids? It's been 2 months. We've invited people over to our home.
But it's as you said, it's only been 2 months.
No, Ben, that's not it. When I was out in service this morning, I heard that someone invited the Campbells over. They just moved here. I know I'm being biased, but I can't think of a sweeter girl than Tasia. And the fact that she's having a hard time finding friends, they've all been through so much. It just hurts. I expected more.
Did you notice the challenging situation that was presented? You know, our dear sister, Grandma Abby, she only wants the best for her granddaughter. She only wants her to be happy, to be able to make friends. But did you notice how a complaining spirit became evident? How about for us? Do we have a similar challenge in our life? Do we feel there's a way that we're not being treated right? Or there's something that's not being handled right? Well, if we catch ourselves displaying a complaining spirit, what should we do? You know, especially when it's a difficult situation that's persisting, it's not going away. You know, if it's something brief, a brief trial, well, we can get over that quickly. But if it's something that's ongoing, how can we deal with that? How can we handle that? Well, it's in these types of situations that are persisting, complaints that are justified, where we know something is not being handled right, this is where it can be a real test for us in developing a complaining spirit. So what do we need to do? Well, we need to have the confidence that Jehovah is supporting us. We need to really believe that Jehovah sees our situation. Jehovah sees what's going on. Jehovah cares about what's happening. And in due time, he will act. Why is that so important for us to have that confidence in Jehovah, especially when difficult situations persist? Well, it's because a complaining spirit can really weaken our confidence and really weaken our courage in Jehovah. There's an example of this in the Bible. We know the account very well. It's in Numbers chapter 13 and Numbers 14. We've talked about it a little bit already today. But do you remember when Jehovah told Moses to send out 12 spies, choose 12 chieftains, and send them out into the land of Canaan to spy out the land. Now, when they came back to report, do you remember 10 of those spies brought back a negative report? So what was the effect that that negative report had on the Israelites? Do you remember the effect it had? Well, the Israelites developed a complaining spirit. They started to murmur against Moses and Aaron. They were complaining even about Jehovah, that he's brought us to this land to die. We'd be better off in Egypt. They lost their confidence. They lost their courage to even conquer the land of Canaan. And so that's exactly what a complaining spirit can do to us. It can weaken us. It can weaken our confidence and our courage in Jehovah, in his organization, in the congregation, and in our brothers and sisters. So that this doesn't happen to us then, what should we cultivate? Well, we need to cultivate a spirit of thanksgiving instead. A spirit of gratitude is what we need. And there's a good example in the Bible of this. I encourage you to turn with me there to Psalm chapter 27, or the 27th Psalm. And we'll read verses 1 to 3 together. So if you'd like to turn there with me, that's Psalm 27. And we'll read verses 1 to 3. And this is the good example of David. Notice how he displays a spirit of thanksgiving. He says, Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? Jehovah is the stronghold of my life. Whom should I dread? When evil men attacked me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies were the ones who stumbled and fell. Though an army should set up camp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war should break out against me, even then I will remain confident. So what do you think David is thinking about here? If you look at verses 1 and 2, he's talking about being attacked in verse 2. He's talking about adversaries and talking about enemies. He's recalling. What do you think he's recalling? Well, no doubt he's remembering back to the bear, the lion, and how he was able to defeat these vicious beasts with the help of Jehovah. He's no doubt thinking about Goliath and how Jehovah gave him victory over Goliath, this giant that we heard about this morning. No doubt he's thinking about King Saul and how Saul was so intent on killing him, but Jehovah delivered him from King Saul. So as he's thinking about these things, what is he doing with it? Well, he says at the start of verse 27, it's Jehovah. He's my light. He's my salvation. He's my stronghold of my life. What's the result of David's recounting these things, recalling these things? Well, verse 3 shows the result. He says there, my heart will not fear. I will remain confident. So David's courage was strong, but why? It's because he was thankful. He wasn't a complainer. So what's the lesson for us? Well, the lesson is that if we're able to do the same thing as David, recount times where Jehovah has been there for us, has helped us through adversities, how he's blessed us, well, that strengthens our confidence in his continued future support. So let's watch now how Ben and Abby cultivate gratitude in the following dramatization.
They've all been through so much. It just hurts. I expected more.
Well, you know what I think.
What? That I'm completely overreacting as a grandmother?
No. You're a wonderful grandmother. And you're probably right. But, although we may feel justified, we have to remember that the congregation is made up of imperfect people, and they're doing the best they can.
I know that.
They're going to have their failing moments, but they'll have their shining ones also. Like when you were sick years ago, we both needed them, and they were there for us. It reminds me of what the psalmist said. Jehovah is my light and my salvation. And notice he said Jehovah, not people.
True. Okay, I'm going to try and leave it in Jehovah's hands. I do trust Jehovah.
Now that's my Abby. Hey, remember when we used to recount three things every day that we were thankful for? Why don't we start doing that again?
Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
And I can already think of one thing I'm thankful for today. And that's you.
Here you go. Here's a
oh, thank you.
You.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, we really appreciate the both of you inviting us over.
It's our pleasure. We really love having Leah and the kids with us.
Actually, we've been wanting to do this for quite a while, but we just haven't had the chance until now.
We appreciate it.
Come on.
So what can we do so that we're like Ben and Abby in this dramatization? Well, instead of fostering a complaining attitude, we want to regularly meditate on the blessings that we have from Jehovah and be thankful. Did you notice how Ben and Abby said that they'd like to start recalling three things every day that they're thankful for? They said they used to do that. They'd like to get back to that. Maybe that's something we can do as well. Or every time we catch ourselves complaining, can we make it a point of changing it to expressions of thanksgiving? I know since I've been working on this part, I found I catch myself complaining from time to time, and I can do it. I can change it to thanksgiving. But what if the trial's really hard, something we're dealing with really hard? Does that give us cause to complain? Because it's a huge burden on us. Well, there's an example of one of our brothers. His name is Jason. He's a married brother, serving full-time for over 30 years. You think he has no reason to complain. He's serving in one of the branch offices, much to be thankful for. But his wife got cancer. She fought hard to beat it, but lost the battle. And she ended up dying. Now, many here today probably can relate to that experience. It's something that's affected many of us. But he said that that pain was overwhelming to him. So could he have given himself over to a complaining spirit, becoming bitter with his lot in life? Well, for sure, he could have. But what helped Jason to be able to cope and not be a complainer? Well, this is what he said. He said, at one point, I was remembering a pleasant time that my wife and I had spent together, and I thanked Jehovah in prayer for that memory. I felt a sense of relief, and thereafter I started to thank Jehovah regularly for such happy memories. Gratefulness has made a big difference in my outlook. I still feel the pain of the loss, but thanking Jehovah for having had a good marriage and for the privilege of serving him with someone who deeply loved him as well has improved my outlook. So what do we learn from an experience like that? What do we learn from a dramatization like we learned from Ben and Abby? Well, we learn that by replacing complaining with thanksgiving, we will strengthen our confidence in Jehovah, and we will definitely build our courage.